Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment and our monthly conversation with Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Joining us live over the phone today. Director, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Duke. I'm great, and happy September 1st.
Oh, it's always a good time when the calendar switches on over to September. It's amazing. It just feels different, right? Just feels different.
It does. Even the morning temperature feels a little bit different, and it's time to, yeah, it's today marks the start of hunting season in my mind and in most people's mind in our state.
Well, I know quite a few friends, of course, that are pulling the bows out and getting things ready, and we start off with the bow hunt.
Yeah, absolutely, and from many reports around the state, and including the far western part of the state, the elk have already started bugling, and you know, a lot of folks actually like this first weekend too to go out and chase around a little blue grouse. So
perfect. So, Director, anything? Business as usual when it comes to the bow hunt, or is anything different people should be aware of?
No, I think, you know, it's looking to be a pretty promising year. The forecasts are good from our field biologists and wardens, and I'm real optimistic that it's going to be a great season. You know, as always, we do, especially in people in your part of the world, ask folks to be careful, and with all the things out there that are dangerous when you hunt, including firearm safety, including ATV safety, and then obviously, you know, being safe in bear country, and that's certainly important in your part of the world.
Yeah, absolutely, especially as we've talked in the past, bears have been a little further south than what they've typically been in previous years.
Yeah, and you know, the perfect recipe for somebody, if they're not prepared, is to be, you know, hiding in camouflage in the trees and blowing on a cow elk call during archery season. I mean, that's a lot of times we do have archers that have bear encounters, and it's best for folks to have something that they feel comfortable defending themselves with, either a bear spray or a firearm or both.
Speaking again with Director Brian Nesvik this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish, you know, outside of bow hunting, anything else about this fall and what's up and coming that you wanted to mention this morning?
No, you know, one thing I think a lot of folks forget about is that there is actually in Wyoming some just exceptional fall fishing opportunities when the water starts cooling off and the leaves change. So does the fishing. It kind of get, you know, end of the summer, it sometimes will slow down a little bit with warmer temperatures. But there is some tremendous fall fishing opportunity in our state. And people are focused on hunting, but boy, if you get a day or two, it can be some of the best fishing of the year in September and October.
Absolutely. Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department with us this morning live over the phone. Director, at the beginning of COVID-19, there was a lot of conversation about, you know, would out-of-state licenses be sold, and we're trying to keep everything in-state in Wyoming. Give us the latest on that as far as what Wyoming is doing and allowing out-of-state recreationists to come up during the fall season.
Yeah, so we haven't changed anything at our level. We're continuing to issue licenses, as you know, through the draw like we normally would have, and we haven't told non-residents not to come. We've certainly asked them to follow local health orders when they come to our state, and those vary around the state depending on which county folks might find themselves in. But you know, beyond that, I mean, hunting is actually it's almost the ultimate social distancing activity. It's outside, and typically you're not around a lot of people, so I think that, you know, we're hopeful that we can have a fairly close to normal hunting season.
Director, as this time of year, before things really start to cool off, of course, dry conditions, how close does the Game and Fish work with the Forest Service when it comes to, you know, fire prevention from hunters and recreationists?
Well, we certainly, you know, we partner with the Forest Service on a lot of things, and so we keep up to date with what the Forest Service is asking folks to do so that we can provide some of that information in case hunters ask. We don't actively enforce their regulations, but we certainly try to message whatever is important to the Forest Service while we're out contacting hunters. And then we actually, you know, in our wildlife habitat management areas, we typically go and implement the same types of restrictions, if there are any, as the local county does. So if the local county has fire bans, those kind of things, we implement those on the lands that our commission owns.
Director Brian Nesvik this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. Anything we missed?
No, I just wish everybody a safe and happy hunting season. And you know, it's a great time to celebrate what we have in Wyoming. It's a pretty great place.
That's Director Brian Nesvik of the Wyoming Game and Fish, live this morning on the SBI Radio Network.